It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 and a more, never a bar. Hey, 10 and a more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be eager ones on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on a hump day.
Hump day it is.
Hump day it is. Frogboy, you took the train today, eh?
Yeah, not as bad as J-Fig makes him seem.
Oh, really? Well, they're always stopping her.
Yeah. I was looking for her. I was looking. But yeah, not bad. I don't know. I don't know how far a train station is from you, sir. But one of these days, you may want to give it a shot.
I'd like to give it a shot.
The only
what thing, did you take? You took the Tri-Rail?
I did. I took the Tri-Rail to the Metro Rail Transfer.
I was definitely thinking about that this year for Heat games. I was thinking, I was like, maybe I should just take the Bright Line.
Bro, the opportunity, you know? I completely, what is Golden Glades? I don't even know what a Golden Glades is.
I don't know. It's just like, why bang my head against the wall? I leave, I get on the train. It's a little walkie walk. What is it, like 6 blocks to get to the arena?
Yeah, so I think you can go from the Metro Rail to the Metro Mover, and then you're right across in Bayside.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I mean, look, I took the train this morning, completely beat Golden Glades, and I was actually able to work on stuff on the way in. It was crazy.
Defeated the Golden Glades, dude. Defeated it. 1.5. Man, let's get the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Got a little NFL drama. Not surprising drama. I mean, I think we all saw this coming, but Davante Adams, he wants out of Las Vegas ASAP, Leroy. Whoa. There is now some new drama amongst this because Antonio Pierce had fat thumbs and liked to post on Instagram about him playing his last snap in Las Vegas. And then Davante went on Up and Adams and said that he hasn't been talked to or spoken to by Antonio Pierce yet since the fat thumb like, if it was a fat thumb like and not an intentional like. You never know with these things. But yeah, the word is he wants out. And I feel like he's wanted out. So now the teams are lining up to try and maybe lure him away.
Let's first of all, tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And why did he go to the Raiders?
Oh, he wanted to go play with Derek Carr. Right.
So when you get rid of Derek Carr, you've already, one of the main reasons why he went there was to play with Derek Carr, and then you get rid of Derek Carr, and now he's playing with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, which he's doing.
You already got to know that by doing that, you've taken the one reason why he came to you.
Yep.
And gotten rid of that reason. So you're already starting the season off on a you know, kind of a negative note. So now we have this situation. He's like, hold up. No. But players are going to soon figure out. There's two teams where there's always drama. That's Dallas and the Raiders.
Very true.
Right?
Very
true. Now, the difference with Dallas is you can get paid in Dallas, even though it's going to be a bunch of chaos. The Raiders.
Never know with old haircut what he's up to.
Right.
This is just from Adam Schefter. Two teams, and this is no surprise, two teams high on Davante Adams' wish list of places to land: the Jets and the Saints. You can see the quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure.
You could probably figure out why.
So
interesting.
What good is having Davante Adams if your quarterback don't have time to throw it to Davante Adams?
Whereas
I'm looking at the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr is having a renaissance year.
Yep.
So if you're just going based on that, you play indoors. You ain't got to worry about the weather. All the teams in the division are down south. You ain't got to worry about the weather.
There's only one team he can't end up with, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. We have to do everything in our powers to stop that, because if he ends up in the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to be furious. And this just feels Chiefs. Like, this just feels, let
you
me
just swoop. Put a nail in your own tire.
But yeah, let's just you know what? And I think I'm done with NFL for the year. I think I'm just going to, you know what? I'll stay up. I'll watch I'll stay up and watch the WAC. Is that still a thing? You know, that'll be my football fill, because if the Chiefs get Davante Adams, what are we doing? I mean, already, what are we doing? Because, you know, the Dolphins, but, like, what are we doing? Bastards.
I mean,
You could already see Patrick Mahomes sneaking into DMs here.
Yeah.
He goes, you're like, you really want to go on Jets?
What does his DM say?
Oh, the DM, it says,
yeah. You really want to go on Jets?
Yeah. Anyone but the Chiefs, I'm okay with, to be honest. Even the Jets, because what? Aaron Rodgers has 49 days left in his career. So I'm totally
fine with that. Do you see what I'm talking about with Aaron Rodgers? 40 on an Achilles.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel squeamish.
What? Every time he falls. Not every even gets tackled. Falls.
Every time.
He gets up with a slight.
The only other guy I feel like that with is Tua. But now Aaron Rodgers.
And I don't know why. I don't know why people didn't. It's not that Aaron Rodgers isn't great. It's not that he can't process, make throws, and do some incredible things. But here's the kicker. One of his advantages that he had was the ability to extend plays that extra 1 and 2 seconds, then make a great throw down the field. He's lost that portion of it. And that old line, when they miss, they miss.
Woo.
And they get on Aaron Rodgers quick, and he's not able to extend plays. So when they protect for him and he's sitting in the pocket, he's fine. But when he's got to move a little bit, 40, coming off an Achilles, that's what it looks like.
Schmeathen says, if you gave Mahomes truth serum, would he trade Kelsey for Devontae? Oh, for sure.
No way. No way.
Easy.
No way.
Hey, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, no longer a thing.
No way.
Come on.
He ain't trading Travis Kelsey.
Taylor Swift in Vegas, the NFL would make that trade happen.
I'm telling you.
What do you think? She's gonna sign a residency like she's Elvis?
No, you know, the Kelsey.
They couldn't afford to give Taylor Swift a residency.
Taylor Swift would need her own casino for them to
They do that. They do that. They put them up on the top floor or whatever. But here's the kicker. I want to say Celine Dion got like $1 million+ a show.
Wow.
For the whole, so however many shows she did. What do you think Taylor Swift is going to command?
I don't know. What did Britney Spears get?
Ooh.
I'm not sure. I think she got less than that, though.
She was a plant in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Well, but it could still, it's still, like, because the way they do it now is their properties.
Sexy Sauce says the old lover residency.
$507,000 a show for Britney Spears.
Right. Wow. So think about that. So that's the benchmark. Taylor Swift going to get what? $3 million a show for 100 shows?
Sheesh.
Right. Mm. And like, yeah, first of all, you're not going to make that money. Like that Vegas cares, because they seem to just, you know, we want it, right?
Pretty much.
I'm amazed that somebody in Vegas hasn't bought a team.
Dolphins news from yesterday. Mike McDaniel said that Tyler Huntley is going to start this week against the Patriots. It seems like Skylar Thompson still nowhere ready to go.
Dude, I can't emphasize this enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, wherever Tyler is, Skylar, he cannot take a deep breath. Do you understand what that is like? Now you want him to think about playing football?
Oof.
Yeah. Like this, like when they say chest and sternum, same thing with Mostert. Right? Same thing.
That was the same thing that ruined Kachuk's playoff run.
Right.
The year they lost to the Knights.
It's not.
He still played.
The injury. It's where the injury is and the fact that you can't move. Like, it's not like a leg, right? A leg, I can move my upper body and I can fake it for a minute or whatever. Everything you move from the waist up, and sometimes your legs that have muscles attached to the groin and all that stuff that moves affects that.
Well, we got a lot to get into here on the program, including one of Mike McDaniel's boys giving a little bit of advice on what to do with some adversity. We'll bring that to you coming up next. Leroy show.
What happened?
I don't know. Tobin's somewhere. Oh, he's coming back. But
be cool.
He's got his culture shirt on. He's ready for heat training camp.
You know what I was waiting for?
Let me tell you.
I was waiting for him to start talking and his lips moving, but we couldn't hear. Because that's step two of the Tobin return.
That's fair. I'll wear that. You know what? I'll tell you, though. Heat camp, speaking of, props to the Heat video team, because they're putting out like a lot of content now. And they put out like a little, they put out drills yesterday. And so you could watch like the Heat do a fast break drill. And you saw like it was from the point of view of Spoelstra. It was really cool. By the way,
you think they do that because not as many people get to go and cover it?
I don't know. I think they're just, I think they're trying to up their game a little bit with that stuff. I think I think that's just a, I think that's a decision from the organization. Just from a content standpoint, I will say on one of the fast breaks, Jimmy Butler, little dump off pass on the break to Khalil Ware. Whoo! Like the way that looked. I like the way that looked. Let me tell you something.
Goosies.
I wouldn't be opposed if all of the Miami Heat training camp was just fast break drills, because they suck at it and they need to get that right. It would be like the Miami Dolphins. I would like them, you know, next training camp, they should do nothing but Oklahoma drill all camp. That's just what they should do. Just Oklahoma. Get Ed Orgeron out there. He seems like he likes an Oklahoma drill.
Here's the problem.
Hmm?
In order to do an Oklahoma drill, everybody must participate.
Yeah.
So step number one is less baby steps. Let's just get people to practice.
Well, you speak of baby steps. That, see, I put out this clip beforehand on social media from our BAM interview about the threes. And I have regrets that you bullied me back on the amount of threes, because, you know, I asked for 200. You said you're being ridiculous, 100. And maybe I should have gone 150. Well, like, I want to be,
why.
I want to be, why. I want him to get those things up.
He's not going to be a guy that's going to have as many opportunities to shoot threes just based on what he does on the floor.
He should do what he wants.
He's not going to hang out on a three-point line. You don't want him doing that. However, I think now if he gets the ball out there, that's an option.
I want him to do
the opportunities won't be there. He ain't going to be posted up out there like dunks.
I want him to do what he wants, because he should do what he wants. He's helped everybody.
He wants to play basketball, and he wants to be a pivotal component to that happening with the Heat.
Yeah, but they've mind warped him into getting everybody else open. He's so unselfish.
But listen, now I will say this. I appreciate that the Heat, you know, they all believe in being unselfish and whatever. But damn, sometimes you got to get the basketball and say, I'm the best option.
Whew.
Right? And I think Bam has earned that, you know, but you also have Jimmy.
Yep. Jimmy, now, by the way, yesterday revealing that he played when he first, his first media session, he goes, played dominoes till 4 a.m. when I got here. And I thought to myself, I remember his first training camp with the Miami Heat. Do you remember what the storyline was the first training camp with the Miami Heat? Just off the top of your head, do you remember what the Jimmy Butler headline was the first training camp with the Miami Heat? Do you remember, Frog Boy?
Was that the out at 4 in the morning?
Say the 4 a.m. workouts?
Yeah.
That was exactly what the storyline was. Okay. The storyline when Jimmy Butler first got to the Miami Heat was 3 a.m. workouts.
Man,
3 a.m. workouts while before they hit the court at Kaiser University with and ironically, you want to know who made fun of him about that?
Tyler.
No, Kevin Love.
No. Yeah.
Kevin Love then on the Cavaliers goes 3 a.m. workout. Nobody does that. Now they're teammates.
Yeah.
But it is funny that we've gone from 3 a.m. workouts to 4 a.m. dominoes. Although he could have maybe gotten an hour in and then get a sweat in and then go play some dominoes. Who's to say?
Or maybe he realized it was nonsense.
or maybe he's playing dominoes, sees the camera, and is like, let's go to the basketball court.
Listen, I'm not here to ask for Jimmy Butler to work out 3 a.m. and then do a two-a-day practice. It seems stupid. But I just thought it was funny because how times have changed.
Yeah, now we're having a fun day in Coco K. That's how we're spending our camp.
That is how they're spending their camp. That is.
I would imagine that there won't be much fun because
they're gonna have fun, dude.
They're gonna have fun, dude.
They're going to Senior Frogs tonight.
But you know they working.
There's gonna be you know, day five. Suppose guests gonna be like, guess what, guys? Today snorkeling.
Yeah.
Snuva.
You think Spoke? Well, he is. I told you, and I told him, this is the best Spoke you're gonna see all year.
Relaxed.
He's smiling all the time. You know what I mean? He hasn't been upset by a rough call bad play.
He's a maniac. Like yesterday, he was talking about practice and he was like comparing it to music. And I'm like, wow, this dude is wired in.
I mean, when you've been talking for almost 20 years, like you got to be creative.
You have this, Marcos, him on practice to Spo?
On the music to all of us, particularly when we've had that much time off, the guys, I think, we're fresh in the mind, bodies are sharp, and we're able to have a very productive morning.
I just feel like that's what you say right before you go into the ayahuasca house.
Does he mean the movie? Isn't there a movie, The Sound of Music?
Yeah. There is, yes, there is. I feel like Eric Spoelstra just like
the feels come alive with the sound of
Eric Spoelstra's just listening to ambient sneakers on court. That's how he just gets his peace. Because what do you listen to there, Spo? Squeaky sneakers.
Squeak. Fresh wax on a hard one.
But Eric Spoelstra was asked about the Dolphins adversity that they are facing right now. Of course, he is boys with Mike McDaniel. He dressed up as Mike McDaniel for Halloween. And so he was asked about all they're going through right now. And he responded the way you think Spo would respond to stuff like this with what the Dolphins are going through.
Probably feels most alive within the adversity.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You know, that's what this profession is. It's not all sunshine and roses. And there are things you cannot predict. And you know, we were watching the game last night, a lot of us, you know, after our team meeting. You know, what you really just want in those scenarios is just somehow to quiet all the chaos and noise from the outside. Everything just starts to ramp up, and that's the nature of the business. We signed up for it. I recognize the noise when I hear it and when I see it. It's probably, you know, what makes me feel alive. It's probably, you know, what makes fan bases and inexperienced people really super uncomfortable, but this is the nature of pro sports. There's adversity, and it's how you respond to that, and you know, finding a silver lining, and ultimately, you know, finding a benefit from it.
This man's a philosopher.
Okay, hold on though.
I got to tell you
what.
I see why him and Mike McDaniel are friends.
The ghost of Mike McDaniel possessed this man for that answer.
Woo-wee. You feel alive. Mm. He goes, what the hell is the noise? It's not any noise. It's the noise. He goes, I recognize the noise. It's like, what? Like, Spo just picks his head up from his cereal. He goes, it's the noise.
There it is again.
There it is.
You hear that?
Well, I think there is something to Eric Spoelstra liking the idea. You know, I'm sure he didn't like doing 38 starting lineups last year. But, you know, he does feel alive when, hey, you know what? Pelle Larsson, you get to cook tonight. I don't think Mike McDaniel feels alive putting Tyler Huntley or Tim Boyle or Skyler out there right now. I think he feels very much not alive.
I saw him. He looked very much
not alive on the sideline. What about not having Teron Armstead?
Nope.
Or having to have three linemen standing next to him because they ain't playing. Right? It's a little bit different because here, if you think about it, in basketball, you have 15 guys. All 15 guys have the ability to score. Right? They've come into the league and a lot of them have the ability to score. So you always have that chance of one getting hot or one having one a day. And you can squeeze one out. But if you got to replace an all-pro tackle or you got to replace your starting quarterback, it ain't the same as playing without Jimmy. It's not.
It's not because, first of all, you're going to have somebody with the ability to shoot the basketball at some point.
Right.
Exactly. You're not going to put up 3 points in a basketball game. Not possible.
Right.
You know?
Even with Jimmy, they did throw up a couple of 80s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, the Heat aren't good at offense. Don't get me wrong, but it's going to function. Like, basketball is going to function.
Right.
In some way, you may get your ass kicked, but it's not going to look like, you know, Drew Holiday's not going to pick you up the entire game where you're unable to do anything.
And it's not going to be a situation where a Detroit team comes in and beat you by 30.
Oof.
Right? But that's the equivalent to what happened on Monday. So, yeah. I mean, I get him trying to compare the two, but adversity is a little bit different in that Spo can always go into a game going, we can still function.
I tried asking him something like this last year when I went to camp. Because I don't remember what loss they were coming off of, but I was asking him something similar because I, you know, it was coming off of, mind you, remember the finals where he was like, you know, they were getting drubbed and he goes, we'll tip it off at Everest. I don't care. You know, he was just being a maniac, you know, same thing after they lost game 6 with the Derek White tip in and he goes, we'll tip it off right now. He just likes to get back after it. So I was just asking, I was like, hey, do you think as a, as a basketball coach, could you handle just a week off between tough losses? And he just looks at me, goes, try having the whole summer after losing the championship. I'm like, very good. Okay, very. I'm sorry.
And he probably had that little smile.
Yeah. He knew as soon as this question was getting out there what he was going to hit me with. And I'm like, right. All right, very good. Thank you.
Right.
You win. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You didn't win, but you win the you win, and that was the too cute question award of the day.
Like, I remember my first, I want to say 3 years in Cleveland. Season was over January, first week of January. I sometimes could get home for the new year, right? Then I started having to go to playoffs, right? And I never, after the team moved to Baltimore, I never missed the playoffs again.
Mm.
So, it like, yeah, I couldn't imagine going back to your season being over like the first week of January.
We'll take a break. Mike McDaniel, of course, he's not as roses and sunshine right now, dealing with the noise.
The noise.
But he also says the Dolphins are going to get some reinforcements this week. Take a break. Back after this.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep
welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take up till 2 here on the program. The NASCAR playoffs are set for Miami, Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October. And you guys can win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. If you can't wait to win, purchase your tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. We got Rats Off a Ship coming on later today. Miami Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots. Oof, what an awful game.
Oof.
We got Mark Sanchez on the call. I just saw that Barry Jackson tweeted that out. Didn't know that he was still doing the broadcast game, but there we go.
Got him out of retirement for this one.
Old butt fumble on the call this week. So that should be enjoyable. Odell Beckham Jr., Mike McDaniel revealing yesterday, Leroy, that he's going to get to open up his practice window to start gearing up and getting to rev up for the season. Ooh, so that's good news.
Yay.
Well, what do you mean, dude? That's exciting.
Savior. Yes. OBJ.
We don't have a third receiver.
Remember that splash we made in the offseason here with OBJ? Here it comes.
You said he was Will Fuller. He's back after 4 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do we think?
He's back practicing.
Maybe he'll be back. You know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, can I just give one little tidbit of information?
Yep.
Back practicing means you were practicing before.
Uh-huh.
Starts practicing.
Oh. Yes. He's never practiced.
Well, you know.
Okay.
And Tua still doesn't get to throw to him. I haven't thrown to him yet. Yeah, still there.
How you know he wasn't throwing to him before?
Tua said he didn't.
Tua said it. When? Yesterday?
You mean like since he said he hasn't? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because
like,
neither one of them can practice on with the team, but they can work out.
Secret workouts?
No, what do you mean secret? They can go in the indoor building and throw.
Tua's not allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's not allowed.
He can throw. He just can't practice with the team.
No. I don't think he is.
Really?
Imagine if that footage got out. They'd be like, oh, look at him. He's throwing footballs. Get him.
They're pushing him.
Don't matter now. He's on IR.
I watched him. I don't know about those two though. I'd feel nervous if they were playing Madden against each other. Like someone's gonna get injured. I don't like that.
Well,
you guys just hang out.
Cam Smith is also working his way back, Marcos.
See?
What do you mean, dude? Come on, second round pick.
Woo!
Hey, you need to get over that.
Why?
You need to get over trying to determine how good a guy is going to be in the NFL based on where he got drafted.
I'm not going to get over it or determine anything. People do great things who are undrafted. Look at Storm Duck. Storm Duck
I know, but my point is just because a team drafts you in a certain spot, don't mean you're going to be that good. Doesn't mean you're going to be an epic failure. But people get like, so for example, the Dolphins with their third pick took Noah Igbinoghami, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was young. They knew he was going to need a lot of development.
Woo!
How it didn't work, but it was their third first round pick.
Yep.
So they took a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, right? It happens. Who knew that at this point in time, Storm Duck would be more productive than Cam Smith?
Or Chop Robinson.
Right?
By the way,
with Chop Robinson, like, think about it. And I'm going to say this, but I don't mean it like you think. Deion Jordan came into the league, a freak. He can do this, he can do that, right? But we didn't ever see any of this stuff other than his freakiness when he was in college. So he came here and it didn't work out. Like, at some point, you got to start picking up guys that you see them make plays on the football field. Don't just assume that, oh, if we draft him, we can develop him and he's going to do something he hasn't done or you haven't seen do. And so guess what? Chop Robinson is here. He's a stud, but he's always around the play. He don't never make the play. He's always almost there. Guess what he did at Penn State? Guess what they said when he came out of Penn State? He's always there, but he never makes plays.
Yeah, but even you guys see what Baldy said on social media about Chop Robinson?
No, I didn't see the Chop.
What did he say?
So he was doing one of his Baldy's breakdowns, which if you love football, I mean, you guys see Baldy's breakdowns on social media.
They're good. I could not hate you more.
Right now. Oh, he's good. He's good. Not a big budget for that Baldy's breakdown either.
No. It's almost like a grunge football analysis, Marcos. You know, just old phone up to the old screen.
He's taking his phone.
Doesn't even need to download the video. Baldy doesn't have time for that. He goes, I'm going to film this off my screen, and that's how I'm going to Baldy break down it. Mm-hmm. So he was looking at the Monday Night Football game, right?
Oh, God bless him.
And,
rough.
He was doing a breakdown on Tavondre Sweat, who's a giant.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah. Very intimidating belly.
Indeed.
And so he goes, Tavondre Sweat, massive problem. I swear, T-Pain brings the pain, throwing grown men around like frisbees. Whoa. This is a big man's game. # Baldy's breakdown.
That's manly.
So then he was asked by Joe Robbie from the Dive Bar podcast. He said, okay, now do Chop Robinson next. And Baldy said, he didn't do anything.
Oh, Baldy! Come on, Baldy!
Woo!
Baldy!
Not worthy of a Baldy's breakdown. Because there's nothing to break down.
Damn, dude.
Now, mind you, I'm not rats off a ship on Chop Robinson. I'm not saying he's a bust or nothing. But it's one of the... Did your mic...
I'm not either.
Oh, there you go. But
here's the deal.
I didn't like that.
If he does the same things he did in college...
Baldy!
Can we be shocked or surprised?
No.
And that's my point with this. Mm. We tend to draft, and it's not just the Dolphins. It's a lot of people who draft, oh, this guy's got a lot of speed and can run a lot of routes. He can't catch, right? Like, there's guys running right here, the ball kicking their ass, but they can run fast, right? You see guys, oh, he's undersized. He doesn't, or whatever. Okay, but now he's a Hall of Famer, Zach Thomas. So at what point are we going to watch football and determine how a guy is going to be able to play and not rely on a coaching staff who might not even be there as far as development.
Right.
So there's a lot of that going around in NFL. They do it especially at quarterback. Ooh, he's big. He looks the part. He's got a cannon. But, yeah, he throws it to the other damn team.
They probably should have been on Bryce Young, though.
Whereas, guess what? If you want to, you know, go back in time, what Tom Brady did in New England was exactly the same crap he was doing at Michigan. Because they replaced him with the pitcher, right?
Was he a pitcher or was he a third baseman?
I don't know. He was a baseball player. Drew Henson, third baseman or whatever. They replaced him with him because he was supposed to be a can't miss, right?
Strapping young lad.
And then when he threw four picks, they bring in Brady to bring the team back to win. And it happened on a number of occasions. And I'm like thinking, wow, he can play. And you know what they said? Oh, he's slow. He can't move. Look at his body. Oh, my goodness. Right? So there are signs in college, if you choose to see them and overlook the predetermined qualifications of an NFL player.
Well,
there are things that you can see watching film where you can tell, okay, that guy's a bowler.
I mean, Iowa's been pretty decent in his return. You know, he's made some impact plays. But, I mean, look, Jalen Phillips probably – I think Jalen Phillips is not playing this weekend, Mike McDaniel said. We don't know severity, but he's like, he's not playing this week.
Right.
Although Luis does point out, Chop broke the 3-cone record.
There you go.
Pretty good.
And how many cones are on a football field when it's 1st and 10? Huh? Hmm. What cone is he broken then? What cone is he broken when it's 1st and 10 against the Tennessee Titans? Thank you. Like, that's my point.
One of those
That's cones. My point. Ooh, he's explosive. Look at the vertical on him.
Knew this
we did coming. That in basketball. Harold Miner was supposed to be the next Jordan.
Pretty good.
Had to know this was coming from Schmeathen.
What?
Tobin broke the 4-cone record at Dairy Queen.
Point for Twitcher.
Soft serve. Very soft serve. Very easy to take down.
I love you. Oh, on a cruise ship? I am housing those things down, dude.
Wait, have you been on a cruise before, Marcos?
I worked on a cruise ship, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got to tell you.
Well.
I went on that. Remember that cruise we did to Bimini?
I never went on those.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I've never been on them. Didn't you go didn't you go with Dante Culpepper?
Yeah, we did our show from there.
No, you did it with Eric, not me.
Okay. So we went over there, and I hate boats, right? Because I hate the fact that I can't just get up and go when I'm ready, right? But here's the kicker. As soon as I couldn't see land on my left, I could see land on my right. So that made me feel better. Not that if something happened, I was going to be able to swim to where I was looking, but I still made me feel a little better.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, Mima, just I had to drop her off yesterday. Mima just went on a 2-week cruise in Greece.
Why do I feel like Mima goes on a lot of cruises?
She goes once a year with her brother and her sister.
Gotcha.
Right?
Bring her blue pen with her by any chance?
You never know when somebody's going to want to get married. Mima's like, I'm ready.
Do we have any resolution to that? Are you not married?
I don't know yet. They have to reject it or I don't know.
He just sent it in.
Yeah, I mean, they said figure it out. I don't know. So I'm waiting on a response. We'll see.
But you sent it in blue. You didn't try and trace it?
No,
you can't trace it, you idiot.
You can't.
It's going to really look fake.
No, you can trace it. But
you can't.
My maybe wife. Decided she wanted to be honorable at that moment and was like, no, we're not going to trace it. I'm like, now is when we want to abide by the rules?
Why you didn't say that while we were signing?
I didn't know. You distracted me. Remember, Leroy?
I didn't know it was going down when we walked in the other room.
You hit me with the bam out of
bio. We came back and went, ooh, let's get a picture. I'm like, we're done? What happened?
Pick and roll and stuff.
And then you like looking at me going,
well,
hey man, we need to do a better job of like evaluating talent. I don't know how to do it. I'm not an expert at it, But I know we got too many guys who look the part but can't play the part.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show, including Mike McDaniel's answer for the fans booing. Back with more after this. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.